I hope you're out there installing Flash. Because it's time to drive. Oh, well, I don't want to start this over from this. Oh. Lost our place. I can't start that over from the beginning.
The king's power is in rap, the Kenny. Kenny, huh? I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'd gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titta.
Kanye should get his jaw wired shut and record a whole album like that. Just as like, that should be his next fucking crazy artistic fucking thing. Like, I'm trying to recapture that grimy old feel, so I went and wired my jaw shut for 6 months.
Console my mom, or give a light support, telling her son's own life support, and just imagine how my girl feel, on the plane scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine, she a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed, trying to be a millionaire, how I used 2 lifelines, in the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV. And I ain't trying to make a band, I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now, if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though. Yeah. Turn me up, yeah.
So I guess isn't this actually like there's an original recording of this when his jaw was actually wired shut. But I think I remember hearing that he had to go back and re-record it after he had recovered, and so he just kind of had to rap like this. So it's like actually fake.
If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how mates feel. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep what's in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. The car I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys and Us, where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be like up for stupid that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, get my soul through the wire. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it in a plane now? Bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Great, it's a good song, it's a real classic.
With the shit. cash game, living in a fast lane, not for real.
Love the way you rap and fake your hips and push your ass out. Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you.
Is it 716 beats right now? Or do the converters all screw up because of daylight savings time?
But I can comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then it's your chance to a lady on the freeway. Police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider. Still, I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame. I'm a simple man. It's the international player with the passport. It's like a ladder, bitch. Get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, favorite of my homies. Will be false on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. People to hold me. Pop some more weed, bump. You don't need. Approach you with your of passion. But a long day. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby. I love it when you're blown. It's time to give it to daddy. Nigga, now tell me how you want it.
How do you want it?
I wonder if anyone's made that for iOS, because now, like, you can put custom widgets on, like, your notification screen. Like, not the lock screen itself, but, like, the thing you drag down that's like, here's the stock prices. Like, now you can fucking turn on, like, hey, here's traffic details, or other apps that support that shit. Someone must have made one for Swatch Internet Time. Someone must have done that. I still think, look, time is fucking hard, right? I mean, figuring out if people on the other side of the world are awake or not is difficult. And one world time would make a lot of sense when it comes to coordinating with people. Because you would at least be speaking the same language. You'd be like, let's talk at, 330 beats. And you'd be like, no, I'm asleep. I go to sleep at 285. And I'm like, well, okay, 240 then, how about that? As opposed to just like, well, everyone gets up at 8 a.m. and goes to sleep at midnight, and then having to translate that is like one more step. It's like, what time is it where you are right now? Okay, let's do that. I wonder if there's a Pebble watch face for Swatch Time. I have a Pebble somewhere. What a flimsy piece of shit that thing was, man. I know they made more of them, and, maybe the newer ones are better, but, like, it's just this, like, super light, like, toy-feeling hunk of junk. Screen's no good. And it's a watch. Fuck watches.
hang out with those guys.
BBC, ho. See what's on the radio here.
Dia tells us the addition of a simple median seems to have fixed the entire problem.
Sounds like a freeway, but it's not. The intersection at El Monte Boulevard and Shoreline Highway is used as the gateway to Muir Beach. It's also created headaches for drivers who were stuck in slow traffic.
Headaches for drivers?
It was a bad spot.
I've seen a lot of traffic accidents in this specific intersection. You know, people either trying to run lights, turn illegally across the middle of the street, especially getting to the gas station.
The Arco gas station is right across the street from her place. Manager Jerry Cassis says the barrier is expected to improve traffic conditions.
If we look down to the primals, we saw positive numbers along the way for all the different primals, the loin or the belly leather.
Far Cry primal.
$2.62.
When I feel like it, Achilles pose when I feel like it. Yeah. When I feel like it, that's my bitch when I feel like it. Yeah. When I feel like it, Achilles niggas when I feel like it. And I do the shit when I feel like it. When I feel like it, smoke one when I feel like it. Yeah. Cash out when I feel like it. And I do the shit when I feel like it. You wear shape, they say it's fake. It's a great feature from 2 Chainz.
No snitch, I can't tell if it look real and it feel like it. She bend it over, I will hike it. Number one pick, I still like it. Hershey fuck with some ball player. When I touch down, I still spike it. No, I got that check on me, I'm not a Nike.
but it feel
the rest of this.
What? How that nigga?
Told these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yo, stop playing.
ASAP Marvin, let's go.
I got a funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
Animal status. Now you've done it. DJ 100% Animal Status.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
2 hours of future funk and sinister bangers you won't hear anywhere else. Wednesday nights, midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern on Shade 45.
Don't fall asleep.
I could really go for some sinister bangers right now, to be
honest.
Nothing
can stop me, I'm all the way up.
Falling out the town, got my old school
much air dodging my boots. Second line strings falling from the sky. Surf falling in the club. Old school shit. Belly pump down. Leave a wood. Got diamonds in my mouth. Got some Gucci on the seat. Got cheese on my ass. It's cold in the street. Got a priest on my arm. Got a charm around my neck. Keep it on. Pass the mic. Watch it by the catch. Get it still. Splashing out the lane. Pistol in my hands. Outside. So cold. Big face on the plane. Headphones on the plane. Big body stumbling down. Honking up.
I've got a Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi. It's okay. I shouldn't have bought a case of it, though. I don't want to drink 12 of them. Medicine-y is maybe the right term for that. That's actually, yes. It just tastes a little off. Decided to not go to the gas station this morning and get more rock stars after yesterday, where I drank two tall cans, one punched, one recovery. And just fucking, like, you will hear it on the podcast this week as I get up and go to the bathroom near the end. But, man, I was fucking jacked up crazy for like an hour after that. Still super tired though. Still could have fallen asleep immediately. Just jittery. Ugh. Even just talking about it, my stomach gets queasy. Does not feel great. So I'm going with something simpler. This flavored Diet Pepsi today. I don't know how long that podcast will end up being at the end. It's that could be a pretty long show. We went for a while. I want to hear Kid and Play. That's a controversial statement, but that's where I'm at.
Pop it. accent. I walk my ease on ease.
All right.
Too much is never enough.
Buy the IP rights to Castlevania. And then I'm gonna make a gritty Castlevania reboot. And then I'm gonna get someone to record like the slow fucking acoustic soulful fucking war-torn fucking world cover of this song. The mad world of fucking Whip It covers. Lana Del Rey on vocals. Think about it. And then we'll cancel the game. And then, you know, there's no need for that game to actually exist, just that trailer. And then I'll do the same thing for Nights and take Debbie Gibson's Only in My Dream. And do the exact same thing. Lana Del Rey on vocals. For my gritty Nights reboot trailer.
Thank you.
that Steve Strange fired a lot of people. Perhaps he was a pill, difficult pill, but he is gone, Steve Strange. And I try not to speak ill of the dead, except for Hitler. I'm Madison. It's First Wave, Sirius XM, Visage, Fade to Gray.
to make a change of mind. She's a man now.
Blog Radio, my old Kentucky blog, exclusively on SiriusXM.
Back to my OkentuckyBlog.com. I'm your host, Dodge. You can follow me on Twitter at DodgeMOKB. You can follow the blog on Twitter as well at my OKY blog. This next block of music will feature glitter wave band Abelard, who in 2015 released an album called Meta Valley. The track we're going to hear from them is called Dance in Space. We'll then hear from a trio from Liverpool, England. They released an album in 2015 called Not Real. The track that I really like off of it is called Sunk.
Glitter Web.
Band Stealing Sheep. I don't know if I actually even said that, but if I did, I said it twice. Sorry. Anyway, Not Real is out on Heavenly Recordings, and I suggest you pick it up. Finally, in this block, we will hear from Philadelphia band Sheer Mag. They've only released 3 EPs in their lifetime. All of them are worth checking out. Lead singer Christina Halliday has a really nice soulful yowl, and there's all sorts of fuzz and white hot 70s AM rock. Just last week, they released their latest, I don't know, long 7-inch or EP. It's simply entitled 3. And the track we're going to hear is a little different than most of their work. It's called Nobody's Baby.
Boredom Wave is more like it. Oh! Sounds like music that would play during a driving scene in like a fucking 80s Billy Crystal comedy. Like a Running Scared sequel where Gregory Hines was too busy to show up and it's just Billy Crystal just driving around in a convertible. Crystal Wave. now we're in this tunnel. Listening to this tunnel wave. Taking this bold stance, huh, that John Belushi is better than Jim Belushi? Wow, really? That's, I don't know. Bold. Bold! Belushi Wave is like music you just listen to inside your humidor. With your dog sidekick. Like kind of a Cuban vibe. And also, it totally sucks. That's... Oh, oh boy.
2013, experimental electropopper and Canadian Jesse Lanza released her debut album, Pull My Hair Back, and was nominated for a Polaris Music Prize. Last year, she released an EP called You Never Show Your Love. And this year, she'll release a new full-length album in May, May 13th, via Hyperdub Records to be exact, called Oh No. This new album was recorded with Jeremy Greenspan of Junior Boys. And the new single is called It Means I Love You. We'll play that. We'll then hear from Anani, which is really Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons. That's his new moniker. But his debut solo album is called Hopelessness, and it's politically charged, to say the least. In fact, he released this new track, Drone Bomb Me, just 2 days after the drone strike in Somalia that killed 150 civilians. So I don't know if that was coincidence, but definitely, I don't know, poignant and timely. Hopelessness is out on May 6th via Rough Trade Records and Secretly Canadian Records. There's a new video out as well, featuring supermodel Naomi Campbell. We'll then hear from Wet, this trio back in 2013 made waves with an awesome 4-track EP. And this past January,
finally, the sequel to Wet you've all been waiting for.
A proper full-length called Don't You. The track Weak was one of the main standouts. And we have the remix of Weak by Akuo. So you'll hear that in this next block of music. Thank you.
I was all ready to write this track off as being total junk, and now I'm kind of turning around. I don't know. Very poignant. It's very poignant, you guys. I'm sorry, what? That's very poignant. Alright, I gotta go. I have to go buy a copy of Drone Bomb Me, that is. See you guys later.